For your protection, you will be given the terror mask free at the entrance. We urge you to use it if the violence is more than you can stand.
Eight cat spears, underground noise served up fresh.
All right. Welcome to the 8-Tracks Fierce radio show, also known as a podcast. I don't like to use the word podcast because I think that's giving too much credit to Apple. And people did this kind of stuff before the iPod came along. Surely, right? A little bit. Anyway, this is Scott Salzman coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. And you are listening to the only true noise pop, noise punk radio show that I know of. There is, of course, the Noise Pop podcast that comes from noisepop.com, the people who put together the Noise Pop Festival every year. But their show is a little different from this one. It has a lot more... let's just say their tastes range a little bit more broadly than what I do here on this show. Here I try to keep it straight noise, and it's a little bit punkier. And in addition, I bring you the newest, freshest stuff that I can possibly find for you. And I do it because I enjoy it. You know, it's a labor of love. Anyway, the tagline of this show is underground noise served up fresh. By the way, happy Valentine's Day if you happen to be hearing this on the day that I'm broadcasting it. It is Valentine's Day 2011, and I want to give a little shout out to my special lady who may or may not ever hear this. It's not exactly her cup of tea, but I do love her. She's wonderful, and she's the mother of my two wonderful little baby girls who are about 3 months old, just over three, well, wow, 3.5 months now. Boy, this month's going by fast. Okay, so, this February, a lot of the music that is coming out is chilled out, appropriately. I mean, it is February, but especially compared to all the really impressive releases that we heard in January. January 2011 was a great month in music. It was really incredible. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to the January show. You can check out some of the stuff that I posted on the 8-Tracks Fierce blog in January. I posted a lot because there was a lot of great stuff that came out. but this month is different. Everything seems to be a lot mellower in February. Maybe all the bands that are putting out new music this month recorded it at a mellow time in the world last summer or fall or whenever it was. Who knows? Anyway, but I tried to find some of the more energetic songs that I've been able to hear so far this month for the show. Also in February, although their album isn't coming out until April, the Vivian Girls are being well represented this month. They're getting out there a lot right now, as we'll hear in this episode. Today, we're going to hear new music from Dum Dum Girls, whose drummer is also a Vivian Girl, and we're going to hear from La Sera, who is a Vivian Girl. More on that later. Right now, let's kick the show off with a very energetic track from Vivian Girl Cassie Ramone's new side project, The Babies. This is a four-piece from Brooklyn on the Classic Shrimper label. Cassie Ramone of the Vivian Girls, she's the singer and guitarist for that band, as well as this one, along with Kevin Morby, who is the bassist for Woods. The two of them put this group together, and they were a trio for a little while. At first, they called themselves the Road Sodas, and now they're the Babies, and they're a quartet. And here they are, from the self-titled album, The Babies, that came out a week ago, here's a track called Personality. Oh, man, that's The Babies. Now, some of the album is like that, especially Side A. Side B is a lot slower and more chilled out. Man, what a track. That's Personality from The Babies, formerly known as the Road Sodas. I don't know why they changed their name. I think Road Sodas is a pretty cool name. The Babies, I mean, they're going to be harder to Google, you know, for one thing. Well, anyway, that's what they decided, so whatever. Like I said, that album came out last week on Shrimper Records, and you can find out more about them at myspace.com/thebabiesnyc. All right. Next up, got a band who's I've been hearing about them all over the web, so maybe you've heard about them too, a band called Yuck. And probably sounds like some kind of thrash punk band, but it's not really. They're actually... They've got a lot of mellow stuff on their album. Yuck is a relatively new band made up of two Brits, an American, and a Japanese girl. One of them has a big afro, and it's not the girl. Anyway, their self-titled album comes out tomorrow on Fat Possum Records. I'm going to play a track for you called Georgia, not just because I lived in Atlanta for a while and met my beautiful wife there, but it's also my favorite song on Yuck's new album. Georgia was a single on a 7-inch vinyl this past November, and sounds kind of like my wife and me. Oops, almost made a shameless plug there. That's a bad habit. You can look around the blog if you're interested in hearing what my band sounds like, which is my wife and me. But anyway, enough of that. Here's Yuck with Georgia.
Dreams I know about.
Dice from their self-titled album coming out next week. That's Yuck. Yuck! A lot of this new album is not really what I would call noise pop. It has several very mellow tunes, but enough of it sounds like noise pop that I thought I should give it a mention on the show, and I thought that was a pretty nice track there. Georgia. And you can hear more of Yuck on their MySpace, which is myspace.com/yuckband. They also have a video, at least one video, on their blog, which is at yuckband.blogspot.com. Yuck's going on a big U.S. tour with the Smith Westerns, great band, in a couple of weeks, and they're heading off to Europe for a while. So catch them if you can. Try to find their tour schedule. Shouldn't be too hard on their MySpace, probably. Okay. Next up, we're going to talk about a Vivian girl. Kickball Katie is what she's... That's how she's known as part of the Vivian girls. She goes by Kickball Katie. Her name is Katie Goodman. But as a solo artist, she calls herself La Sira. Hopefully that's not too confusing for you. She's got... apparently she's living in LA now, and she's recording some short, mellow songs. And she's put out a kind of a short album, about 26, 27 minutes long. It's really good stuff. It has a 60s pop vibe. And it's, you know, it sounds kind of like the Vivian girls, but except just one of them. If you can imagine what that would sound like, that's pretty much how it is. So La Sira's self-titled album comes out tomorrow on the Hardly Art label. And I'm going to play you a track now called Been Here Before. Yeah, so cool. La Sira, Kickball Katie, did that all by herself. She's touring Europe right now, and she'll be back here touring in the U.S. in March, and her self-titled album comes out tomorrow. Also touring in April are the Vivian girls, so she'll still be out on tour pretty much all spring. They're going to be touring with Atlanta's Black Lips, who, if you haven't heard them, man, I missed out not getting to see them while I was living in Atlanta. Great band. Vivian Girls and Black Lips, they're going to be in Columbus on April 19th. What a show that's going to be. Man, I'm going to try to get down there and see that one. If you want to know more about La Sira, her website is actually called IamKatieGoodman.com. Katie spelled K-A-T-Y. So IamKatieGoodman.com. Next up, got a band for you on the Mexican Summer label, one of my favorite labels right now. A band called Puro Instinct. What a cool name, Puro Instinct. They're a six-piece from L.A. They're made up of two sisters named Piper and Skylar Kaplan, They formerly called themselves Pearl Harbor. They're a couple of hot ladies. And now they've put a full band together. Yeah, there are six of them now. And they have an album coming out on the 22nd of February called Headbangers in Ecstasy. Most of it's fairly mellow, but here's a fun song that's sort of right for Valentine's Day. It's called Slivers of You. Of You, that was Puro Instinct on the Mexican Summer label from their new album Headbangers in Ecstasy, coming in just a couple of weeks. The album has a pretty sexy cover. If you're into sexy covers, this might be one to check out. Puro Instinct is busy right now shooting a music video this week for an album track called Silky Eyes. So you'll probably be able to check that out pretty soon, but not yet. It's in progress. You can find out more about Puro Instinct at their Bandcamp, which is puroinstinct.bandcamp.com, on your World Wide Web. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to hear from a hot band called Paper Cuts, as well as a very special Smiths cover. Don't worry, it's actually pretty good. And that's right, after these messages.
For cool summer splashing fun, get Water Wiggles. It's fun, it wiggles, it's wild, you bet. Just try to catch it and not get wet. Water Wiggles, it's a crazy way to cool off. Slide into exciting summer fun with the Jet Spray Slip and Slide, the sliding, slippery way to cool off. Hundreds of water jets give you fun action. Slip and Slide and Water Wiggle, sold separately. From Wemo.
I wanna reach up, catch an eagle, go where I've never been before. You find an eagle on Millermore Liquor. Catch a man, poor, catch an eagle.
Take you beyond any malt liquor you've ever had.
A Miller malt liquor. Catch a man pour.
I'm going to show you a new antiseptic skin cleanser that works when it's on and keeps working for 12 hours after you wash it off. Bactine Medicated Skin Cream. It's got the great Bactine germ killer in it, so it cleans your skin right down into the pores, right down to the germs and bacteria that can cause blemishes. After you wash it off, it leaves a soft, invisible film that protects your skin from more germs for 12 hours. Excuse me. Your skin will be antiseptically clean and protected from germs that can damage it for 12 hours. If you use Bactine Medicated Skin Cream morning and night, it really pays off.
Ugh, creepy. All right, enough of that nonsense. Let's get back to the music. There, let's see. There's a guy that calls himself Toro Imoy. He does kind of some mellow electronic pop stuff, and it's kind of cool. Seems to be very influenced by Stereolab, as well as the Beach Boys. This guy is a young Filipino-American from Columbia, South Carolina. His real name is Chaz Bundick, and he's been recording as Toro Imoy for about a decade. When he plays live, he plays with a couple of other guys, I think, as far as I can tell. I haven't actually seen him myself. Anyway, he's got a new album coming out in a week or two on Car Park Records. The name of the album is Underneath the Pine. Underneath the Pine. And I noticed this particular track I'm going to play for you has that album title within. And this tune is called How I Know.
Thank you.
Ah, all right. Some interesting music from Toro y Moi. Okay, so if you like that, you can check out their blog at... it's actually a Blogspot blog, but you can get there by just typing in toroimoi.com. And if you really like it, you can even get a t-shirt that says Toro y Moi on it at carparkrecords.com. That's carparkrecords.com. Moving on. If you haven't heard of Paper Cuts, it's he's got a pretty cool album. This guy's name is Jason Queaver, and Paper Cuts is actually a four-piece now. They're from San Francisco. Jason writes all the songs, and it's pretty good. It's kind of it's kind of like noise pop in a singer-songwriter type of vein, but it's good. The name of the album that they've got coming out on March 1st is Fading Parade, and it's on a bigger label, Sub Pop. But, you know, you can still kind of consider this underground. This is actually a very mellow noise pop album. So, if that sounds good to you, check this out. This track here is called Chills.
She took me down till we were lost under the white stairway. If you do it wrong, then we are dead. What are they gonna say? I had the chills, she gave me the pills, and now I was calm. Under the bed, I was led. Time was gone away. I had the chills, she gave me the pills. Now it's okay. With her hand over my head in the old-fashioned way. She took me down under a cloud, somewhere that no one knows. This one's for pain, this one's for fun, this one's for all the love. I had the chills, she gave me the pills, now I was gone. I had a fever, dreaming of World War, now I was gone. She gave me the pills, now it's okay. She put her hand over my head, now I have gone astray.
Thank you.
from their upcoming album, Fading Parade, on Sub Pop. That track was called Chills. And like I said, that's coming on March 1st. If you like that, you can check them out at myspace.com/thepapercuts. All right, let's go on to a band that, let's see, this is probably the one I'm the most excited about this month. And in fact, the picture that I use in the little podcast widget is a picture of this band. They're called Mrs. Magician. This has got a little more energy to it, and this is actually a really good song for Valentine's Day. I really dig this four-piece from San Diego. They're probably going to be one of my new favorites this year. They're easily the most underground act on this episode of the show. They have a new 7-inch single coming out. It's called The Spells. On Loud and Clear Records, it's coming March 3rd. So, happy Valentine's. Here's Mrs. Magician with The Spells. Mrs. Magician, and they're my band of the month here on 8-Tracks Fierce. Again, that track was called The Spells, and you'll be able to pick that up on 7-inch vinyl on March 3rd. They're a fairly new band. That single is from an upcoming album that's going to be entitled Pity Party Animal, and I don't even know when that's coming yet. Sometime in the near future. Mrs. Magician seems like they took down their MySpace recently, but they do have a Bandcamp page, and you can get there by just going to MrsMagician.com, and you can hear that single, as well as an earlier one from October called There Is No God. Now, I'm no atheist, but I highly recommend you check that one out to see what this band can really do. The band is also on Facebook at Facebook.com/Mrs. Magician Music, and you can keep up with them there. Great band. Very underground. Very cool. All right. Well, I've got one more track for you, and this is that special Smiths cover that I mentioned. Normally, I would not even consider playing a Smiths cover on this show, but this is one of my favorite Smiths songs, and Dum Dum Girls did a really good version of it here on their new EP, called He Gets Me High, which is also on Sub Pop, coming on March 1st. If you don't know about Dum Dum Girls, they're a four-piece from San Fran. So cool. Such a cool band. They're touring with Minx and Dirty Beaches. I think they've started already. They're touring throughout the spring. They've been a band since 2008. They call their sound Blissed Out Buzzsaw. Their drummer is Frankie Rose, who's been making quite a name for herself lately as the leader of Frankie Rose and the Outs. She's also played with Crystal Stilts and, you guessed it, Vivian Girls. That band is very well represented this month. And like I told you earlier, Vivian Girls have a new album coming out in April, so we'll be hearing from them a couple of episodes from now. In the meantime, check out Dum Dum Girls at wearedumdumgirls.com. That'll do it for February. Thanks so much for listening, and let's do this again in mid-March. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.